KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at some high school sports from the weekend. A big day Saturday with all these sectional wrestling meets getting the postseason started. In a 2A meet at Atlantic on Saturday, Atlantic Cam and Red Oak were the top two teams as they advance into the dual-team regionals tomorrow night. Atlantic had 230 points. Atlantic also qualified 8 wrestlers to advance. 5 were sectional champs, including Abram Moore at 113 pounds, Cole Hansen at 126, Chase McLaren at 132, Connor Pellet at 160 pounds and John McConkie at 285 were all sectional champs for Atlantic. Atlantic also had runner-up finishes from Steele McLaren at 120, along with Colton Mudd at 145 and Peyton Fusen at 152. They all advanced. Red Oak advanced 6 into the districts, 2 champs. Harlan had 4 advance. All of them were sectional champions. Shenandoah advances 4, Kemper Catholic 3, and Southwest Iowa 2 from that meet. In a 2A meet at Winterset, it was Creston and Woodward Granger both advancing into the dual team regionals tomorrow night. Individually, Creston qualified 9 wrestlers, 4 sectional champions into the district round. Woodward Granger advanced 6. Winterset threw 7 on into the next round, with ADM advancing 4 and Greene County a couple of wrestlers advancing into next week's district championships. Those districts will be coming up this Saturday. Also in a Class 1A sectional meet at Underwood Saturday, AHSTW and Trainer were the top two teams as they advance into the regional round in the dual portion of the tournament. Individually, AHSTW had 10 wrestlers advancing, 5 of them sectional champs. It was Trainer advancing 3. Underwood had 6 moving on. Riverside advances 2. Tri-Center 3. East Mills with 2. And St. Albert also with 2. Among the district champions, AHSTW had 5 of those. Joel Sampson at 113 pounds, also finishing first for AHSTW on the weekend, winning sectional championships, were Gabe Pauly at 170, Joe Kenkel at 182, Gavin Fisher at 195, and Brady Canada at 220 pounds in that Saturday meet. Underwood also had 5 champions in that meet Saturday. Also in a meet in Class 1A at Southwest Valley High School, it was Bedford Lennox and Southwest Valley, the top two teams. They'll advance in the team competition. Bedford Lennox moves 7 wrestlers on into the next round. Southwest Valley advances 4, Clarinda 5, Mount Air 5. All were sectional champs from Mount Air. East Union has 5 moving on. Griswold has 1 wrestler advancing. That was Sean Swain, who was the champ at 145 pounds. Nottoway Valley has 1 wrestler advancing. Ryan Hall, who was the runner-up at 126. Also, Clarinda Academy didn't have any wrestlers moving on. Southwest Valley advancing with 4 wrestlers. Tegan Lundquist was a champ at 126. Also for Southwest Valley, Dylan Dalton, a runner-up at 160. Merrick Gall, a runner-up at 170. And Talon Myers, runner-up at 220. Moving on to the district round Saturday. And also in a 1A sectional meet at Missouri Valley Saturday, it was Missouri Valley and Logan Magnolia dominating the field as they were the top two teams. Mo Valley advancing 10 wrestlers to the next round. Logan Magnolia has 4 moving on. Also, West Central Valley has 5 wrestlers advancing. Woodbine with 2 wrestlers moving on. Audubon also has 2 wrestlers advancing. Trace McEwen, the champ at 160, and Dylan Obermeyer, the runner-up at 220. Exira EHK has 1 wrestler moving on to the district round. That's Dawson Carey, who is runner-up at 160 pounds in that Saturday meet. Now let's move on to high school swimming on Saturday. Boys swim teams competing at district meets, trying to post one of the top 24 times in the state. That earns them a trip to the state swim meet coming up on February 10th at the University of Iowa Aquatic Center. The Atlantic Trojan squad had 1 individual state qualifier. That was Nick Landis, who qualified 23rd overall in the 100 backstroke. He posted a time of 55.43 seconds. Just a scattering of high school basketball from Saturday and girls hoops from the Rolling Valley Conference. Cam defeated Coon Rapids Bayard 53-36 in boys hoops on Saturday. In the Hawkeye 10, it was Bishop Helan Catholic over Kemper Catholic 89-76. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW posting an overtime win 44-41 over Earlham. And in the Rolling Valley, it was Coon Rapids Bayard 47-46, squeaking out a win over Cam on Saturday. Top 25 men's college hoops, top-ranked Villanova gave local sports fans an early victory in Philadelphia before the Eagles took on the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Wildcats won their ninth in a row, improved to 22-1 overall as they whip Seton Hall 92-76. Also, Kata Bates Diop scored a career-high 35 points with 13 rebounds. A 17th-ranked Ohio State held off Illinois 75-67. And it was number 25 Arizona State beating Washington State 88-78. In women's college hoops, the Iowa Hawkeye women built a 17-point second-quarter lead as they cruised to a 92-84 win over Minnesota Sunday afternoon. Megan Gustafson had 25 points and 15 rebounds as all five Hawkeyes scored in double figures in that game. Gustafson had 20 of hers after halftime as Iowa improves to 6-5 of the Big Ten. They're 18-6 overall. Well, the City of Brotherly Love is celebrating its first Super Bowl victory and its first NFL championship since 1960. Zach Ertz lunged for the go-ahead touchdown, and Brandon Graham stripped Tom Brady of the ball near the two-minute warning to send the Eagles to a 41-33 win over the New England Patriots. The Patriots were up 33-32 until Nick Foles engineered a 14-play, 75-yard drive that ended with Ertz's 11-yard reception. Ertz caught the ball and took two steps before losing the ball when he hit the ground in his plunge into the end zone with 2:21 remaining. For some reason, the play was reviewed. It was confirmed, though, on the video review, and Ertz was ruled to become a runner with the ball before crossing the goal line. Pats had a chance to regain the lead after the Eagles failed to make the two-point conversion, but Brady fumbled on the second play of the next drive. Derek Barnett recovered the ball to give the Eagles possession on the New England 28 with 2:09 left. Jake Elliott then added a 46-yard field goal with a minute 10 to play, giving the Eagles an 8-point cushion. Philadelphia's defense stopped the Patriots on a potential tying drive in the final minute, preventing New England from tying the Steelers' record of 6 Super Bowl victories. Foles was outstanding, completing 28 of 43 passes for 373 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. He also became the first quarterback to catch a touchdown pass in a Super Bowl, a 9-yard grab that put the Eagles ahead 22-12 just before halftime. Former Patriot LeGarrette Blount rushed for 90 yards and a TD, while Corey Clement grabbed 4 passes for 100 yards. Brady put up sensational numbers, throwing for a playoff record 505 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. But his late fumble was damaging as he fell to 5-3 in Super Bowls. All 3 losses have come against NFC East teams, including 2 against the Giants. Those 2 teams set an NFL playoff record. In fact, it was just an overall NFL record in any game. They combined for 1,151 yards of offense, 613 of those by the Patriots. Also in football news, the Indianapolis Colts say linebacker Edwin Jackson was one of 2 men killed when a suspected drunken driver struck them as they stood outside their car along a highway in Indianapolis. The Colts said in a statement Sunday that the team is heartbroken by Jackson's death. The statement says the 26-year-old was loved by all in the Colts organization. State police identified the victims as Jackson and 54-year-old Jeffrey Monroe of Avon, Indiana. Authorities say the driver that struck them before dawn on Sunday tried to flee on foot, but was quickly captured, and toxicology results are pending. And in golf, Gary Woodland parred the first playoff hole to beat Ches Reavie and win the PGA's Waste Management Phoenix Open. Woodland birdied 3 of the last 4 holes of regulation before a 4-under 67, the best round of the day. He was 18-under for the tournament. Reavie made a 20-foot birdie putt on the par 4 18th to force the PGA Tour's 4th straight playoff and the event's 3rd overtime finish in a row. Brendan Steele and Ollie Schneider-Johns tied for 3rd at 15-under, 1 shot in front of Phil Mickelson, Matt Kuchar, Chesson Hadley, and Bryson DeChambeau. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.